This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Oh, we are off and running on a feel-good Friday. Why? Because it's the weekend. It's Friday, baby. The end of the work week. Short work week, right? Because of Memorial Day Monday. That's how we do things in the spring, late spring, summer. Four-day weeks are best. If you can make it work, make it work. And, whoa. Who's that voice that I hear? What? Wait. He's been given his unconditional release from the Kevin Sheehan Show, ladies and gentlemen, to collect another paycheck. It's Mad Maximilian. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the dark side. I mean, I fought for you. They told me I was unimportant. They told me nobody cared about my little radio show that could. And they said, Kevin needs a stronger helping hand. He needs a redhead.
We have too many of those around here, but we'll get to that.
he needs a hockey fan to set him straight. And he needs a fireballing, always injured right-hander who's already collecting six paychecks in Mad Max.
Listen, you throw gas for so many years, your arm can only take so much.
And your arm has been breaking down, pal.
Listen.
Your neck and your back and your
it happens. It happens with age.
You know who also gets injured more than Mad Max Scherzer? You're Mad Max. Mike Trout. Did you know Mike Trout was on the injured list since like May 1st?
I only found out when my buddy last night was like, Mike Trout's back. I was like, oh.
He's coming back tonight in Cleveland. He's been out since May 1st. And granted, I was really, 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 really busy with the Caps and just everything going on. So I'll admit I wasn't paying attention to the Anaheim, Los Angeles, Angels of Orange County and California who suck and who are useless and who have been an absolute joke. A joke, let me tell you. For 10 years, I wasn't paying attention. I mean, I know Anthony Rendon's always hurt. I got it. I know everyone that they signed to a big money deal hurt. Even Shohei was hurt when Shohei was there. But Mike Trout's been on the IL for a month, and I didn't even know it. That's how rendered useless the Los Angeles Angels have become, not here in Washington, D.C.,
nationwide.
But I'm talking about nationwide. How did I not know Mike Trout was out again? Mike Trout has basically, seems like a great guy, great teammate. We know he's a great player when healthy. The problem is, of course, he's never healthy and he's never there and you can't count on him. I don't know how anybody can count on him. He's got this fully guaranteed monstrous contract, like $440 million or whatever. I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm not saying he's been lazy, but he has not been able to stay on the field. And when everybody starts to talk about the future of James Wood and Mackenzie Gore and C.J. Abrams and Robert Hassel and Dylan Cruz, I always say, yeah, it's great. It's awesome. If they pan out, one, figuring out how to play Major League Baseball at a highly sustained level and a consistent level is number one job. But number two, and it's a close two, it probably is a 1A, is can they stay healthy? Right? And you hate to be, oh, bearer of bad news and oh, Mr. Negative and all that stuff. It's just the reality. Look at what the Angels have dealt with. All the money, like, you guys think the owners around here suck, okay? And the learners. And they don't suck, but they are very, very fiscally conservative, right? And they are mavericks.
Would be another.
Cheap is another way to say it. The Angels are the perfect example of you can have an ultra-dedicated owner. You can have a guy with basically bottomless pockets. You can have all the megastars that you want. Big names from Albert Pujols to Anthony Rendon to Mike Trout to everyone in between. And they all either suck or can't get on the field. Injury and the ability to play any sport, obviously, is, again, only second, and it's probably 1A to the corresponding, can you play? And obviously, if we're talking about somebody getting a big, big, big money deal, they've already established that they've got special talent and they can play. So it's only second to that, and it's not really a true distant second. I say this all the time about Jaden Daniels. I have no questions about Jaden Daniels, the athlete, the player, the character, the person, the worker, everything. He's great. He's beyond great. He's in a different orbit. But are we going to get to week one or day one of training camp and, God forbid, have a catastrophic type injury? You guys might say, well, you're just hoping for that. You're rooting for that. You're a negative. Blah, 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 blah. That's not going to happen. Why do you always have to be so negative? I think about it constantly. I think about it all the time.
He's not negative. He's anxious.
Yeah, I'm anxious. I'm stressed out about it. I am a glasses half empty type of person. I said yesterday, Max, I'm more like a glasses 75% empty kind of person. I said, this is not me being a troll, right? I got accused the other day of a troll being a troll because mm-hmm. I said I didn't mind the name Commanders. I wouldn't have picked it, but I didn't mind it. I still don't mind it. I don't think it's bad. I don't think of Dan Snyder. I think of DQ. I think of Adam Peters. I think of Jaden Daniels. Sure. I think of Josh Harris, what have you. And some clown on Twitter, X, whatever, said a troll being a troll. No. I'm not a troll. I'm just not – I'm not as blindly loyal as
pom-poms.
And I'm trying to be as nice as I can. I don't have the surgically attached pom-poms that you guys have. And I'm not being a troll. I'm just being, well, in this case, I wasn't even being negative. I was being actually positive, but God forbid I was being an independent thinker and not going, oh, it makes me think of Dan Snyder every day. No! It doesn't. It makes me think of Josh Harris. It makes me think of Adam Peters. It makes me think of Dan Quinn. It makes me think of Jaden Daniels. It makes me think of Mikey Sanristil. It makes me think of Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz and Terry McLaurin now. That's what it makes me think of. I'm just being real.
Sure.
I'm not being a troll.
No.
I'm being real. And when I say I worry every day about injury, and I'm not talking about a twisted ankle. I'm not talking about a one-week injury. I'm talking about a significant
injury. Teddy Bridgewater type.
Yeah, or like with Mike Trout. Now, he has had some semi-significant injuries. Like the back thing kept him out like 5 months last year, I think it was. Basically missed, I think, every game from May 1st on or somewhere right around that. He's only been out a month here. But it is literally a matter of days before Mike Trout is out again. Yeah. Days. You cannot count on those guys. You know, Mike Singletary, when he was the head coach of the 49ers, once said about Vernon Davis, you can't count on those. You can't win with those guys. You can't. Guess what? You can't, it sucks, but somebody who literally cannot get off the gurney, cannot get out of the trainer's room, cannot get out of bandages and casts, you can't win with those guys. And they could, that more than anything else will derail the future of any organization. It's a testament to Alex Ovechkin that he didn't have a significant injury until this year. And then he came back after 5 weeks from a cracked leg and still kicked ass and dominated. I know they fell short in the playoffs. Got it. As we saw with Steven Strasburg, you can try a million things. You can have the best doctors in the world. You can have every... And you have nothing.
Yeah.
And you have nothing. And the reason why we're kind of bringing this up to start the show, besides the fact that Mad Max Scherzer is on loan from the Toronto Blue Jays, for us on this Friday, the little show that could is back with you. You know, the show that everybody forgets about, that everybody tries to bitch slap and just punish and pummel. We are here. We are here and fired up and ready to go until 4 o'clock. That's all they'll allow us to do. So we just do what we do, and we try not to make excuses for it. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I was watching the Nationals game last night.
Ooh, late night for you, was it?
Oh, it's been a couple of late nights. Late night Nats, as I've been hashtagging it, because I know everybody loves when I hashtag everything around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, CK and Grant Paulson, they are the X/Twitter police. They hate it. And I do it just to annoy them. Late night Nats. And I was thinking, God, are we bleeping with a big F in front of the bleeping? You know?
Sure.
Like, God, are we bleeping lucky to have James Wood? Oh, and then there's everyone else. And Mackenzie Gore was great last night, too.
First pitcher to 100 Ks.
But I was thinking, how lucky are we? But you know what? And again, here's the negative side of me. Every time I see James Wood or Mackenzie Gore, I have to hold my breath that they are not going to suffer any kind of significant injury, that they're not going to blow up their knee or in Mackenzie Gore's case, blow out their shoulder or their elbow, because it can and will derail not only an individual's career, but it will and can and often does derail a team or an organization's flight back to respectability. And every day you walk away going, oh God, they're so good, and yay, they didn't get injured. Another day. We get to see James Wood play another game tonight.
I think you think about this way too
much. I do. It drove Linnell crazy when I was so scared to death of Jaden Daniels last training camp.
Yeah.
I do. I admit. It's a paranoiac type fear. I think about it all the time. Like when I'm driving around, because I don't trust any of you morons.
You shouldn't.
I drive very tensely. Not mm-hmm. tentatively, tensely. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm tense.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust any of the morons out there. Any of the dum-dums. I don't trust any of them. I trust myself because I trust myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a dum-dum.
Sure.
Sometimes I am, but not really.
You have your moments.
And not often. But I don't trust them. And that's part of the problem. And I don't trust my ability to just watch these great athletes that we get to watch on a night-in, night-out basis, whether they play for us or not, or our teams or not. And I just go, oh, my God, he didn't get hit in the head with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Oh, my God, he didn't blow out his knee stretching with his 6'6 frame for an infield single. Oh, my God. Mackenzie Gore pitched 6 shutout innings and struck out, got over the 100 mark with a little bit of help, yes, in the 6th inning. But nevertheless, got over the 100. Oh, I think about, like, I can't let myself enjoy things. I can't. I can't take a deep breath and just relax. And I'm trying. At 51, I ain't got much time left, man. I am on the wrong side of time.
These next 20 years got to be less stressful for you, Roos. We're working on
it. I've got to figure out a way. Alcohol doesn't work. When I used to smoke cigarettes, it didn't work. I've tried a cigar every once in a while. It stinks and reeks like the high heavens. Eating food is terrible for me. I've tried that plenty, trust me, as my body can attest. And it doesn't work. I don't do drugs.
I was going to say, you've yet to name my biggest drug of choice.
What's that, Max?
Oh, man. Did I tell you about me seeing Mission Impossible over the weekend?
No.
Oh, loaded up on the gummies. It was a good night.
You're going to have to tell me more about that.
We got to get you on some gummies, okay. Roost.
All right. Maybe. But anyway, last night, so I'm watching the Nationals game, and I'm into it, man. I treated last night, I got to be honest with you.
Like it was the wild card round?
You're not joking, man. I almost broke out the scorebook.
Wow.
I mean, I was taking notes and everything.
You.
I was typing away on my computer. Oh, hey. And then I lost the notes. I X'd out the document, and I can't recover it. So I don't have the notes in front of me. But I will say this. Last night, baby, was a baseball game on a Thursday night at the end of bleeping May. The Nationals were 500 going into that game. And I was so into it. All of you people, I'll just leave it at that.
Sure.
We're so into the NBA. Oh, my God, Jalen Brunson. Oh, Tyrese Ellis. Completely ignoring the NHL. I watched the NHL. I watched about 5 minutes of the Knicks and Pacers. That was more than enough for me. And then I went to the Nats. And, man, did I get a show. Let's bleep and go Nationals, baby. What a win last night. And nobody got hurt. It's the best when you can win a baseball game, especially against a first-place team on the road. Late night, that's win a series. And a lot of your young bucks obviously show up over the last couple of games.
Starting to come
last
around.
Night, and even just... There's a Josh Bell sighting.
It's crazy.
There's a Josh Bell renaissance. Holy cow. And now they go to Arizona, who kind of is not good. Arizona's 27-29. The Nationals, don't look now, they're 26-30, baby. But the Nationals, with a big, big win, back-to-back wins in Seattle to close out that series. Again, the Mariners were in first place. And the Nationals took care of business. Now, it took them 10 innings. They were an absolute horror show, running hard and running smart. We'll get to that. But Josh Bell with the big home run. Oh, my goodness, James Wood with a big two RBI poke for the double. Holy cow. Luis Garcia almost hit a grand slam. Admired it for about 16 minutes at home plate and then turned it into a double. Oh, wait, I said I was going to hold off and I wasn't going to be too negative. Josh Bell had the home run, as we mentioned, in the 10th, three RBI overall, two hits. So much went right. CJ Abrams, oh, yeah, he also was thinking about his T-shirt coming up. And he decided not, oh, wait, I said I wasn't going to be negative. I'm going to be positive. Then C.J. Abrams hit one into orbit, and somehow it stayed in that damn ballpark, and yet the Nationals scored 7 runs in the top of the 10th inning. That's more runs than they've scored in any one frame in their franchise's existence in extra innings. And they win 9-3 over the Seattle Mariners, and they take 2 out of 3. And we mentioned James Wood. He didn't hit a bomb last night, but you know what he did? He's a hitter. He's a professional hitter. Some people say, I don't know who, that the Nationals fan base is sleeping on James Wood. I'm not sleeping on James Wood. I wasn't asleep last night, were you? Late night Nats, baby. They get the job done 9-3 on the way to Arizona. We're going to talk about that. We are going to talk about Tyrese Halliburton and those Indiana Pacers falling short last night. We're going to talk about an unbelievable performance by the Edmonton Oilers last night to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals in a very controversial decision. I got to get Mad Max in on that because he is a hockey fan. He is the only one that can relate. And we're going to talk plenty of Commanders because it's list season, right? So there's all sorts of lists, which we're going to get to, and items, and we're going to cover it all for you over the next 2 hours and 40 minutes right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Just getting rocking and rolling. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Got a little pep in the step on a Friday afternoon. It's warm out there. It's warm. It's starting to feel a little bit like summertime. Let's go, baby, on a feel-good not a football Friday, a feel-good Friday in the nation's capital and beyond on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
I was just trying to promote the show on X, and I wrote it all out. And much like I lost all my notes on the Nationals last night, I hit the wrong button, and I deleted it. But anytime you can get the Jacksons, and especially the Jackson 5, good day. Yeah, you could blame it on the boogie. We're with you on a Feel Good Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. Good to have you with us. I am the Rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo to you. The Nationals went 2 out of 3 in Seattle last night. That's where I wanted to start. Don't worry, we'll get to everything else. We won't spend a whole lot of time on this unless people want to chit-chat about it. But last night was one of the look, it was far, 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 far from perfect. They had 3 base-running blunders last night. They blew a 2-0 lead last night. They almost damn near lost the game. They could have, maybe should have, lost the game. And instead, they won. Now, listen, even though the Mariners were in first place going into the series and all that and won game 1, 9-1, I understand the Mariners are not some powerhouse team. I got it. Understand that. But that's still a good team you beat on the road, back-to-back. And don't look now. Don't look now. And I'm probably jumping ahead. I know I'm jumping ahead. The Diamondbacks have really struggled. Again, they're 2 games under 500. The Nationals are 26-30 heading into this weekend series. Nobody would expect them to sweep it, but if they could, somehow, some way, after a day off on Monday, they could come into the opener of a big series against the Chicago Cubs, where you know there'll be 15,000 Cubs fans at Nationals Park on Tuesday night, and they could be within 1 game of 500. 1 game of 500. And while that's no great shakes for this team, for this organization over the last 5 years, that is something to set your sights on. That is something to be optimistic about or hopeful about. And last night, they just kept fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. And sure, they did not play a perfect game. Sure, they made plenty of base running mistakes. But you know what they did? They just kept, again, not only fighting, but fighting with resilience, power, two-out production, extra inning production, not being satisfied with 1 run. Nope. We need not 1 run, not 2 runs, not 3 runs, not 4 runs, not 5, not 6. I sound like LeBron James, but 7. Kyle Finnegan ultimately came in, got the job done. Mackenzie Gore was great. Some people were a little annoyed that he came out after 6. That's pretty much what you expect out of Mackenzie Gore. It's going to be very rare that he goes into a 7th inning. Well, not very rare, but it's going to be rare. And the Nationals win. 301-230-0980. Jake Irvin on the bump tonight. He was awesome last Saturday afternoon. Game I was at against the San Francisco Giants. 3 hits over 8 innings. The Nationals won that game in a shutout. They have a tough customer on the mound tonight, so it's not going to be easy. And apparently, I was listening to, I didn't realize this, Savannah over on 106.7. She had an update. Apparently, there was all sorts of problems with the Nationals charter out of Seattle because of the extra innings, because of whatever, that they didn't apparently get to their Phoenix area hotel until like 3 in the morning.
Ooh.
Phoenix time.
Take the Diamondbacks.
Which is, 6 in the morning here. So,
but they're already acclimated to West Coast time,
yeah,
so that
yeah,
should be
that
fine.
Helps. But
still,
it's
3 a.m. is 3 a.m.
It's a 6:40 local time game, right? So, I mean, yeah, plenty of time to sleep and all that. But sometimes, you know, you just, okay, we played extra innings. We did all these good things. So I just hope that because of the youth, they just don't even really, I don't know, think. I mean, it's hard to say don't think about it, but try not to think about it. And because they're mostly young, outside of Josh Bell and Trevor Williams, who obviously won't be involved in tonight's game, and Kyle Finnegan and a couple of other guys, because they're mostly young, hopefully it doesn't even phase them. They're just like, oh, okay, we'll show up in a kind of a, sort of a hitter's paradise, which Arizona has always been, and we just go to work. So hopefully that will be the case. All right, I'll tell you this. We're going to hold off on the calls for right now. We're going to hit the trending alert on time, actually, for a change, because that's how I roll, right? I want to be better with our clock, and I want to do things formatically right, and I want to be on time, baby. So we will do the trending alert here, and then we'll get to your phone calls on the other side. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
All right, coming up, where does Brian Robinson rank as an NFL running back? How good is he? How much can you trust him? How much can you count on him? Is this his final year? Is he going to even make the team? What? What? Huh? Discuss all that next hour. But right now, little Nats, little late night Nats with a big win in Seattle, back-to-back nights. And again, just now four games under 500, which is not saying much, right? If in the big picture. We all understand. Being 500 is nothing special. But, quite honestly, for this team, it would represent an official turning of the corner. In order to be a playoff contender, whether that's this year or next, probably more likely next, you got to get to 500. And then the next milestone or post or whatever is, I don't know, God forbid, getting four or five games over 500, right? Is that fair?
You'd hope.
And I've always said, and I know people can't stand Josh Bell and they think he's terrible and all that. And listen, he had an awful start to the year, but he's been real good the last couple of games. Trevor Williams was great the other night. Useless veterans, get rid. Like, you want to be at least at 500 or a game or two over 500, say, maybe a game or two out of the playoff chase, so that Mike Rizzo and, more importantly, the learners don't feel it necessary to just rip apart the team from a veteran player perspective so that you lose some of what you're trying to build, which is not all just youth, right? You have to have some veterans, not only for leadership, but also for consistency and reliability. Right? And don't forget, this is a team without Paul DeJong, who hit 24 home runs last year, who's been out since, 2 weeks into the season with a fractured face. This is a team without Josiah Gray, and it's going to be without Josiah Gray until at least September, and I wouldn't count on anything with Josiah Gray. It's a team without DJ Hurz, who was at least a semi-promising left-hander. Right? And it's a team that signed two relievers in the offseason in Poche and Lucas Sims, who were both complete and epic disasters, so bad that the team had no choice but to get rid of them both after a month. That's how bad they were, consistently. Right? Last night, Cole Henry got himself into a little bit of trouble, and then he wiggled sort of the way out, and then Jose A. Ferrer did the rest. That's what this bullpen can be. That's what this bullpen can be. We talked about it with Charlie Slows yesterday, three shutout innings from the bullpen Wednesday night, granted, in a one-sided game. Last night, yeah, sure. Jorge Lopez gave up a couple of runs, got squeezed on one, whatever. He was pissed off at the umpire, all that. When Henry got in trouble and he hit Julio Rodriguez and then they walked Cal Raleigh, and they were in all sorts of trouble. 2-2 gate. Then they get three consecutive outs, one on a pop-out in the infield, which was Henry, forcing the pop-out, and then Ferrer comes in and gets two more outs. That, and then Finnegan did what he had to do. That is what this bullpen is starting to become, at least on a semi-regular basis. It's not good. It's not good enough. I got it. It's not championship worthy by any means. But Cole Henry has made a huge difference. Huge difference. And whatever you say about Finnegan, where would this team be without Finnegan if he didn't come back? And Ferrer, after such a terrible start, is starting to be more reliable. And Lopez, even though he's got a bazooka ERA, has been pretty fairly reliable. Just saying. All right, let's get to our guy Chris in Damascus, and then we can probably move on a little bit from the Nationals and get into some Commander stuff and the rest of the world in sports. Chris, I know you were up late night last night watching a big W. I know you're fired up like I am. How are you, pal?
I'm a little bit better, feeling a little bit better. The rain, maybe the rain's finally stopped. I feel like I was living in, Saskatchewan or somewhere.
Saskatchewan?
But the rain, yeah, the weather, I can breathe a little better, I guess. But
do you know the Saskatchewan reference by any chance?
I know it was somebody said it, but okay. I don't.
So I don't know if a great hockey fan like Mad Max would know. It's from the greatest comedy of all time, Slapshot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that. That's a good.
Paul Newman, right? And, like
right,
1978.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Yeah, I know. At the beginning, they're doing a fashion show, and the lady who's like the MC of the fashion show, she's like introducing one of the defensemen on the team, and she's like, you know, and such is from, you know, I don't know, Winnipeg or whatever. And she goes, I'm sorry, it's Saskatchewan. You know, so I just, every time I hear Saskatchewan, I got to do that bit. Anyway.
Anyway, your assessment is perfect of the Nationals. Everything is on time, but the hope is there. The hope is there. That's why I missed, though, yesterday when you were going to, I thought you were going to finish up with a comment about the article from...
Yeah.
But I didn't catch that.
Yeah, we did.
What did you think his motivation was?
I don't know. But the two motivations that I came up with, based on what's in the article and just knowing how these things work, is they've got the number one overall pick coming up in the amateur draft, right? And the genesis of the article is they've struggled in player development and not just player procurement in free agency from cheap-ass owners. They've struggled in player development. They've got the number one overall pick. It's a hard draft, quite honestly, to have the number one overall pick. It's not Bryce Harper. It's not Steven Strasburg. It's not an obvious clear-cut choice. And he mentions Holiday's kid, Ethan Holiday, whatever. And there's like five, based on a scout that I've talked to, there's like five or six other options at number one that are in play. It's a tough decision. So I think that was part of the motivation. On top of that, Mackenzie Gore is at the same major league service time that Juan Soto was when he got traded. So Kenny's point was, hey man, Mackenzie Gore is great, or he's certainly on the rise, but he's at the point now where when they traded Juan Soto, they had about the same substantially similar major league service time. So you can't rule out, with the deadline coming up and a dearth of kind of candidates, that they might not try and do something there to try and get another huge return off of Mackenzie Gore. So that's what I think the motivation of the article is.
I got you. All right, I follow you there. And plus the learners, yeah, the family, and the family being kind of not necessarily decided on whether to keep and spend or sell or buy. That's really on them, because that could also, it's like with the Hank Peter or Peters in the Nationals. Mm-hmm. You got to have coaching. You got to have a full stock minor league coaching staff of professionals who can coach these guys, whoever you draft, and keep them going, and keep them on the right path. And I liked what you said about the Angels. You said about Trout being hurt. I don't like the all eggs in one basket scenario. I'm not opposed. I like players. I love players more than teams. But of course, some Nationals and then Orioles. But you can't. It's a little dicey. That Juan Soto deal. What's that going to look like in about 5 years? Or, you know, I don't, and so it's dicey. But I agree with what you're saying. But the Angels, like Mike Trout, yeah, man, that guy is so great.
Yeah. But you just can't count on him. I mean, you can't count on him.
Rendon is great.
Everything that they've done has turned out to be wrong. Everything that they've done has turned out to be wrong. Even Pujols, when they bought him after winning a World Series in St. Louis, for God's sakes. I mean, Albert Pujols was okay. He was fine for the most part with the Angels. He was never Albert Pujols again. Never.
I'm giving you $20. And who are you betting on, Edmonton or the Panthers?
Ooh, that's a great one. I'm gonna go still I'll Florida.
Talk to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
I appreciate you. Thank you. Good to hear from you, Chris in Damascus. Let's get to our guy Ross in Tampa. Get him in here. Ross, how you been, pal?
I've been doing good, man. I feel better. I got a proper introduction this time. How you been, Ross?
I know. I screwed up the last time. I'm sorry. My brain sometimes doesn't
good,
work,
man.
I mean, you know, it was just, I don't remember exactly what happened, but I think I called you a different name. I didn't realize it was you because there was a weird name up on the screen or something like that, but now we got it right. Mad Max is here to settle all the problems.
Yeah, Mad Max is that dude, man. Listen, I've been listening to 980 since I was in college 10 years ago. I don't have a Mount Rushmore of producers, but, you know, shout-outs to Steve Solly Solomon, Denson D-Day Day, and then you got Anthony Ant-Man Haney. I don't know Max's last name, but he keeps playing his cards right. He'll be on the Mount Rushmore. He's a cool dude.
I'm trying.
So shout-outs to Mad Max for sure.
Thank you, Ross.
Yeah, we were talking. No problem, man. We were talking. Russ,
hang on a second. His real name is Maximilian Philobotomus.
What are you doing? You're doing a weird bit.
I'm trying to educate the audience.
No, that's not it. My last name is Ames. You can find it on my Twitter at SNACKSAMES. That's
on,
where
bro,
you can
I thought
find.
I'm gonna do my boy Max like that. I can't
let him do it.
I'm sorry. Is it Maximilian Snuffleupagus?
No, that's my middle name.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, sorry about that, Ross. Go right ahead.
I'm clearing my mind with all the Pacers stuff right now. I had already said what I needed to say earlier this morning. But, hey, I'm right there with you with the whole, you know, Jaden Daniels anxiety buildup. I was right there. That was kind of the reason why I would have preferred Drake May, even though Jaden Daniels was clearly the better prospect coming out. It was just like, man, do we want to do the whole rushing experience again? We saw what happened with RG3. I was talking to Max also about the two plays that really shook me up. It was when he got the wind knocked out of him in week 2, when that stadium was the quietest it's ever been.
Yeah.
With people inside.
Oh, yeah.
And what was the other sack he took that scared the living daylights out?
Was it where his leg bent back like an accordion against Atlanta, I believe it was? Was it
yes,
on that Sunday
was.
Night? Yeah, I think it was.
Yes, and my Indianapolis Colts-loving wife was even scared. She was begging him to get up, and he sure did. When they say that man has no emotions, they really mean it. He has absolutely zero emotions. I'm just hoping, because I know what you're talking about, Russ, those non-contact injuries, man. They seem to want to happen during training camp. I'm just kind of hoping that the OCs kind of know what he's about when he leaves the pocket and he can kind of keep that to a minimum, just work on the mechanics of the techniques and just kind of see what everybody else has going on. But, you know what, Russ? Hey, listen, man, I lied. I lied on your show, and I apologize. I want to circle back to the Pacers thing because then that brought something up that made me mad.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, Mellencamp, he doesn't speak for the Indiana Pacers fans. He doesn't speak for Indiana at all in terms of Indiana hospitality. Dog, Pat McAfee didn't do anything malicious or he didn't do anything wrong to New York fans. He just put them on the spot to get booed. Big deal. So with that said, here's your dose of wrestling content for today. John Mellencamp, there's only one word to describe you, and I will spell it out for you. S-A-W-F-T. Soft. WrestleMania, buddy. You have a good rest of your day, man. Good talking to you.
You have a great weekend as well. Ross in Tampa. I have no idea what's going on with that. Am I missing something? I know McAfee was doing something the other day to kind of goat the audience.
Not.
Like, what happened there? Did I miss something?
No. You're the biggest WWE guy out of all of us. I can play it right now if you want to send us into the next segment.
Yeah.
Because it really wasn't anything.
Okay.
He did
it on Raw or he did it at courtside? I saw him at courtside with Triple H.
He did it courtside, just to kind of, like the in arena, like studio, they cut
are
to
people
him.
Upset?
Some Indiana fans are because, well, like Ross said, they're soft. Here, let's take a listen.
Indianapolis, Indiana. We got some big wigs from the big city in the building. Spike Lee is here! Ben Stiller is here! Timothy Chalamet is here! Let's send these sons of bitches back to New York with their ears ringing! Let's turn this off!
Wait, people are upset about that?
Yeah.
Like, and not Knicks fans or not New Yorkers.
No, New Yorkers. Ben Stiller was, I think, had a tweet or something about it.
They can all go to hell and go kick rocks. I don't care about any of those people. I don't even know who Timothy Chalamet is. I know the name. If Timothy Chalamet walked into this studio, I wouldn't know him from a hole in the wall. Okay? I would have no idea. No clue. He can go back to New York. He can go into a black hole for all I care. Nobody cares about that guy.
Kylie Jenner cares.
Well, nobody cares about her. How about that?
Whoa. She's a billionaire, I'll have you know.
Certainly, again, one of the problems in America is the wrong people get rich. That's one of the problems. Just one of the problems. We've got many. Coming up, details on a big potential NFL trade.
Ooh.
In the division.
Ooh.
We'll give you the deets next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. I know who Robin Thicke is.
Yes.
I do know.
You do.
Is the son of Alan Thicke, who was on sitcom. Was it Family Matters? I can't even remember what the sitcom was. I can't remember. Too long ago. Too many things have happened. All right, 5 minutes in front of the top of the hour on this Feel Good Friday. You got Mad Max on the other side of the glass. He's back with us on loan, on a conditioning stint, on injury rehab from the Toronto Blue Jays. I am merely the rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo, Chris Russell. Here's the details on that reported trade that just crossed the wire. Adam Schefter. Sources tell me. First to report, I believe, first I saw it, the San Francisco 49ers and the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles working to finalize a deal that will send disappointing edge pass rusher Bryce Huff to the 49ers for a mid-round draft pick. Trade can't be processed until after June 1st. Both sides working to make it happen. And Huff apparently has already reworked his deal to help facilitate the trade. He'll be reunited with Robert Saleh, who was his former head coach with the Jets, where he had a lot of success. He went to the Eagles as essentially a replacement for Hassan Reddick and could hardly get on the field. It was like, it was just like an out of space experience, right? I mean, think about the Eagles' defensive line and how good it was, and how we all talked about how dominant their pass rush was with Jalen Carter and obviously Milton Williams and Bryce and Josh Sweat. Think about, they signed Bryce Huff to arguably be their best pass rusher. Couldn't even get on the field. It was that much of a disaster. So now Saleh, the former Jets head coach, the former 49er defensive coordinator, they fired like three defensive coordinators in the last 3 years, the 49ers. I don't know what's going on with Cousin Kyle over there, but now he's got Saleh back, who he originally had back, and now Huff goes back to Saleh and goes to San Francisco and, of course, leaves Philadelphia after one miserable, disappointing year. And I'll say this. We always praise Howie Roseman for being a genius, and he is. You know who got one really, 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 really wrong? And I don't know how much of it is on Howie Roseman and how much of it is on Vic Fangio and how much of it is on Bryce Huff. And quite honestly, I would probably blame Bryce Huff more than anybody. But they got that one really wrong in Philadelphia. Oh, and by the way, they won a Super Bowl. That's how the rich live. 2 minutes in front of the top of the hour. Hour number two, straight ahead. We will dive into Brian Robinson and where he ranks around the NFL. That's coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.